Welcome to CMN Audio, a new feature from CRISPR Medicine News. CMN is the leading CRISPR news media with more than 20,000 readers per month from over 170 countries. CMN writes every week about news and updates from the CRISPR medicine field. Thank you for your time and interest in CMN. Clinical update, news on two cancer gene editing trials. This CMN article is written by Karen O'Hanlon, Court, March 24, 2022. This week's update features Iovance Biotherapeutics' new cancer immunotherapy candidate, IOV-4001, that was recently cleared for clinical trial initiation in the U.S. In additional news, the first patient has been dosed in Wugen's WU-CAR-T007 trial for certain blood cancers. Iovance Biotherapeutics, a late-stage biotech company headquartered in California, announced last week that the U.S. FDA had cleared an IND application for IOV-4001, the company's first TALEN-edited cell therapy for unresectable or metastatic melanoma and stage 3 or 4 non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC. IND clearance from the FDA means that Iovance can now begin preparing for a clinical trial in the U.S. to evaluate IOV-4001 in patients with metastatic melanoma or stage 3 or 4 NSCLC. The trial is expected to begin later this year. IOV-4001 is developed using Cellectis TALEN gene editing technology under license. Specifically, it is generated from tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes that are isolated from patient tumors. Tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes refer to a population of lymphocytes, including B cells, T cells, and other immune cell types, that naturally invade tumor tissue and are implicated in killing tumor cells. Following isolation, the tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes are subjected to TALEN gene editing to inactivate the PD-1 protein. PD-1 is an immune checkpoint protein found on the surfaces of healthy T cells, as well as certain cancer cell types. Under normal physiological conditions, the interaction between PD-1 and its ligand PD-L1 mediates T cell immune suppression, but cancer cells can hijack this pathway to escape the immune response. The PD-1/PD-L1 interaction is a well-established target for cancer immunotherapy, and to date various small molecule and antibody-based inhibitors of both interaction partners have been pursued as cancer treatments. IOV-4001 is designed as an adoptive cell therapy that combines the natural anti-tumor activity of tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes with PD-1 knockout to prevent immune escape by cancer cells, and according to the company's press release, IOV-4001 has the potential to become an optimized, next-generation tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte therapy for several solid tumor cancers. We recently reported on a similar approach led by Özgen Mehmet at a Danish cancer center, using CRISPR-Cas9 to combine PD-1 knockout with adoptive tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte therapy for cancer. You can read that interview on the CMN website. Preclinical data for IOV-4001 to be presented in April 2022. Iovance Biotherapeutics will present a poster highlighting preclinical activity, details about the clinical scale manufacturing process, and characterization of IOV-4001 at the American Association for Cancer Research, AACR, 2022 annual meeting next month. The company reports in its meeting abstract that the anti-tumor activity of IOV-4001 was superior to non-edited tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, as well as non-edited tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes in combination with an anti-PD-1 antibody, in a murine model for melanoma. First patient dosed in Wugen's WU-CAR-T007 trial for blood cancers. Last week, Wugen announced that the first patient had been dosed in its phase 1/2 trial for WU-CAR-T007 in relapsed or refractory T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia/lymphoblastic lymphoma. WU-CAR-T007 is an allogeneic CD7 targeting CAR T-cell therapy candidate developed using CRISPR-Cas9 technology. Specifically, the candidate is developed from healthy donor cells in which CD7 and the T-cell receptor alpha constant, TRAC, are disrupted via CRISPR-Cas9. Tract disruption prevents CAR T cell fratricide and mitigates the risk of graft versus host disease. In the same press release, the company announced that the US FDA had granted orphan drug designation to WU-CAR-T007 for the treatment of acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Wugan presented preclinical data for WU-CAR-T007 supporting its safety and efficacy for T-cell malignancies at last year's annual Society of Hematology annual meeting. We strive to bring you all the clinical updates for gene-edited therapies. For a complete overview of current gene-editing clinical therapeutic trials as well as diagnostic trials, check out CRISPR Medicine News Clinical Trials Database. Thanks for listening to CMN Audio. To get more of the CRISPR Medicine news delivered to your inbox, sign up to the free weekly CMN newsletter at crispermedicinenews.com/newsletter.